Нам не зашкодить чарка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна, нам не зашкодить чарочка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна, нам не зашкодить чарочка вина.
Диндаля, чуне скрипаля, диндаля, їде веселя, веселя, їде зрителя, диндаля, чуне скрипаля, веселя, їде зрителя, диндаля, чуне скрипаля. Нам не зашкодить чарка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Нам не зашкодить чарка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Гей, нам не зашкодить чарка вина. Бум-бум грим, бубен є бубняр, а за ним дьохнув сопілкар. Запитай про любов мою, він повів коломийкою. Запитай про любов мою, він повів коломийкою. Час, брама не вузька, чинно у вас наша невістка.
Нам не зашкодить чарка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна.
Гей!
Нам не зашкодить чарочка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна.
Гей!
Нам не зашкодить чарочка вина.
Нам не зашкодить чарка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Гей, нам не зашкодить чарочка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Гей, нам не зашкодить чарочка вина, нам не зашкодить чарочка вина, нам не зашкодить чарочка вина.
From Ukraine, that was Picardiska Tercias with a song from their first anthology, and that is called Veselny Marsh, a happy march. Dobrý den, dobrý ranok, dobrý večer. Vítaju vás všich, šanovní radiosluchači, na radioperedaču Náš holos Radio Krinského Korinia, jaká podається vám na Miraži PCJ Radio. З вами Пелвіна Макварі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio. I'm your host, Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, Pokadinska Pavlina. We've got a great show lined up for you. We've got a recipe for you, and this is for a seasonal dish, at least seasonal up here in the Northern Hemisphere. Actually, probably seasonal in the Southern Hemisphere, too. It's about mushrooms, and I don't think there's really any season that isn't seasonal for mushrooms, seeing as they're grown indoors these days as well. So we're going to be giving you some information on how to cook with mushrooms, Ukrainian style as well, a little musical reminder about the importance of mushrooms to Ukrainian culture. As well, we have Ukrainian Jewish heritage. As well, we have news from Ukraine and a special feature on an FSB officer, an officer with the Russian police who has defected and joined the Ukrainian side. So, interesting story there. Stay tuned for that. As well, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is a group from Toronto. They are called Zubrivka, and they've got two CDs out. This next number is from their second, which is called Vechernetsi, and that means evening party. And here they are now with a song about a girl who's got the blues for a guy named Johnny. In Ukrainian, it's Ivanku. Thank you.
жаль ми се погиби.
В Паркланд околиці канадський національний український фестивал «Вдофін Манітоба» відбудеться від 31 липня по 2 серпня. Святкуйте 50 неймовірних років української культури з музикою і танцями гуртів з усієї Канади та України. Якщо ви ніколи не були у фестивалі або не були тут роками, прошу розгляньте це запрошення. За квитками контактуйтеся по телефону 1-877-474-2683 або по інтернету cnuf.ca. Ласкаво просимо!
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Hi, I'm Vincent Rees from Edmonton's Cobblestone Freeway Cultural Tours with exciting news. Our 2015 tours are up and ready to go. Join us for a unique cultural tour. We have trips to Eastern Europe, including Western Ukraine, Hungary, and Croatia. Plus, we're going to Costa Rica, Brazil, and Argentina. So visit our website for photos and details. Cobblestone Freeway. We're in Edmonton and ready to go. So book today. Visit cobblestonefreeway.ca.
The third annual Babas and Borscht Ukrainian Festival takes place August 22nd and 23rd in Andrew, Alberta, featuring great Ukrainian food, music, and dance. Free admission, including a free borscht sample. Saturday evening's a baba with a banquet and entertainers from Edmonton, including the Shumka Dancers and two fabulous music ensembles. At Babas and Borscht Festival, August 22nd and 23rd in Andrew, Alberta. For all things baba, all things borscht, and your zabava tickets, go to babasandborscht.ca.
We want you there! You're coming, right?
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Mushrooms are a huge part of Ukrainian cuisine. There are many, many great recipes for fresh and dried mushrooms. Dried mushrooms of wild species are highly prized by connoisseurs because they are exceptionally rich in flavor and aroma. There is no taste and no flavor quite like that of cooked dried mushrooms. A few of them will change a commonplace dish into a gourmet specialty. It's good to have some dried mushrooms on hand to enhance the flavor of soups, sauces, and various meat dishes, and other dishes too. In Ukraine, traditionally, mushroom picking is a family activity. I saw many families doing just that when I was in Ukraine. One day, driving through the Carpathian Mountains, we saw families selling baskets of freshly picked mushrooms. We bought baskets of them and took them to the nearest restaurant called the Sunflower, where the chef cooked them for us with cream. That's real cream. Unbelievable. Seldom do we encounter such good fortune, but it's a good thing to have mushroom powder on hand for the convenience as well as the flavor. It's a good substitute for fresh mushrooms when we are in a hurry. Just add a bit, about a teaspoon, to your gravy or soup pot. Here's a tip for mushroom powder that is so easy to use. So, to store-bought dried mushrooms, just pound them into a fine powder in a food processor, a mortar, called a makitra in Ukrainian, or in a sturdy cloth bag. Sift through a fine sieve and use as desired. I especially like to add mushroom powder, as well as fresh, to bread stuffing for chicken and all kinds of gravies and soups. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Баба по пітеньки, а кіт свої посушив, бабо ним негенькі, а кіт свої посушив, бабо ним негенькі. Баба по сніданку, кіт назбирав помікід, баба помож п'янку, кіт назбирав помікід, баба помож п'янку. Варив кіт на обід, гробів по момеску, баба свої під піночки зварила аж лишку, баба свої під піночки зварила аж лишку. Поїв кіт гробів та й попив водою, баба плаче, бо їй голод не дає спокою, баба плаче, бо їй голод не дає спокою. Баба плаче, бо їй голод не дає спокою, а кіт собі попоїв, дай вуса рукою, а кіт собі попоїв, дай вуса рукою.
Їсти то піду з тобою, дай ми трошка попоїсти, то піду з тобою.
ой, не треба й мені, бабо, щоб ти йшла до мене. Я все гречі попоїв, та й піду без тебе. Я все гречі попоїв, та й піду без тебе.
The Interlake Polka Kings with Pisho Did Pohrebe, Grandpa Went Looking for Mushrooms. Speaking of things that grow at this time of year, mushrooms, yes, as well, radishes are probably coming up in everybody's garden and gracing people's salad plates. Here is Tutti Tam now with a song called Chorna Redka, Black Radish.
Що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме? Ой, що буде, ой, мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме?
Ой, 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 мамуню, що то буде, що то буде, що то буде? Болить мене попід груди, попід груди, попід груди.
Ой, мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме? Ой, що буде, ой, мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме? Що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме? Ой, що буде, ой, мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме?
Ой, ой, ой.
And now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. The creation of the Tkuma Ukrainian Institute for Holocaust Studies in Dnipropetrovsk dates back to 1999. At the time, it was called the Tkuma Scholarly Educational Center, and it was the first national center for studying and teaching the history of Ukraine's Jews and the Holocaust. The institute's name is derived from a religious moshav, a communal settlement in southern Israel. Tkuma was established as a kibbutz in early October 1946. The first residents were immigrants from Eastern Europe who survived the Holocaust. Its name reflects the resurrection of Israel. The Hebrew word Tkuma, in fact, means resurrection. An important achievement of Tkuma is the creation of the Museum Jewish Memory and Holocaust in Ukraine. The opening ceremony of the museum was the 16th of October 2012 in Dnipropetrovsk. On this date, the Tkuma Center was renamed the Tkuma Ukrainian Institute for Holocaust Studies. The mission of the institute is forming and strengthening the Jewish national identity, as well as improving Ukrainian-Jewish relations in Dnipropetrovsk and throughout Ukraine. Today, Tkuma is widely known in Ukraine and abroad for its work devoted to Jewish history in Ukraine, the Holocaust, and the problems of international relations. Since its inception, it has published many scientific monographs and textbooks and conducted scientific conferences and educational seminars. Among the scientific publications prepared by Tkuma Institute are issues of a scholarly journal titled Holocaust Studies, as well as research on the regional aspects of the Holocaust in the various regions of Ukraine, such as Odessa, Bukovina, and elsewhere. There are also collections of memoirs. Memory Revival is the title of a collective monograph on the history of the Holocaust in Ukraine. As a research center for Holocaust studies, Tkuma conducts international academic conferences and provides important research projects on an ongoing basis. Currently, the most important Tkuma research topic is the phenomenon of writers among the nations who saved Jews from Nazi genocide, risking their own lives and the lives of their families. From June 22nd till 24th of this year, Tkuma hosted a large international scientific conference called Writers Among the Nations and Other Rescuers During the Holocaust, Ukraine's example in the comparative context. Scholars and public figures from around the world were invited to the conference. Organizers included the Ukrainian Catholic University in Lviv, the Ministry of Education and Science of Ukraine, the Museum of the History of Polish Jews in Warsaw, and other institutions and organizations. Also some Canadians. The Petro Yatsik Program for the Study of Modern Ukrainian History and Society, run by Canadian Institute of Ukrainian Studies at the University of Alberta and the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter. More information about this conference and other Tkuma initiatives can be found at their website www.tkuma.dp.ua. I invite you to visit the Tkuma Ukrainian Institute for Holocaust Studies. It is located at 15B Barikadna Street in Dnipropetrovsk. Meanwhile, I will share with you more information about Tkuma in the coming weeks. This is Renata Ganinets at the Faina Petrakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.
Ножа по степу тонка межа, ліворуч битва, а справа бій, чигає смерть у далі голубі. Ми йдемо, одна сім'я, 100 бійців, і з ними я. На 100 бійців один наказ. День за днем, хто знає де, був наказ, і сотня йде. Крізь вогонь і куль політ, крізь вугілля і
крізь граніт. Ми йдемо, одна сім'я, сто віців, і з ними я. Ідеться в мене заразом раз на сто віців, один наказ. З рубежу і на рубіж, з роздоріж до роздоріж, і так далеко твій рідний дім, кохана, жде тебе у нім. На маня нас доля б'є, вчора був, сьогодні є, а завтра хто зна, що буде там, за батьківщину життя віддам. Завтра я, а потім ти, хто зна як, та треба йти новою зброєю. Моїм ногам ми йдемо, одна сім'я, сто віців, і з ними я. І день за днем заразом раз на сто віців, один наказ. Люба, чуєш, ти не ридай, він не вмре за рідний край. Хай гине ворог за наш Донбас, дорога дальня чекає нас. Ми йдемо, одна сім'я, сто бійців, і з ними я.
And the Ukrainian version of the Ballad of the Green Beret, which was made popular, very popular, in the 1960s in the United States by Barry Sadler. And that is one of many various different versions redone by many different countries around the world. And that Ukrainian version was sung by Yulia Donchenko. Coming up next is another contemporary song about the current war in Ukraine. It is from YouTube. I have no information about the performers, presumably soldiers from the field. Here is Skorostryl Kufajka, Rapid Fire.
Скоро стріл куфайка і з тризубом шапка ватралісова. Даруй, Боже, моїй Україні вільні права. Даруй, Боже, моїй Україні вільні права. Скоро стріл куфайка і з тризубом шапка і нічна зоря, побратима мого зачепила, куля вражая, побратима мого зачепила, куля вражая, він лежить на листі пізньою весною, і нічна зоря. Його поховаю рядом з ялиною в Атрадоря. Його поховаю рядом з ялиною в Атрадоря. всім узяти, у шеренгу стати, скаже, чо то ви. І підемо волю здобувати Україні мої. І підемо волю здобувати Україні мої. Нічка темна і ліс темний на шляху чота, і ніхто не знає, що тут спочиває партизан УПА. І ніхто не знає, що тут спочиває партизан УПА. Скоро стріну Файка і з тризубом шапка Ватра лісова. Побратима мого зачепила куля вражая. Побратима мого зачепила куля вражая.
Up next, news from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine's first international English news channel, Ukraine Today. In lieu of our usual compilation of short clips, here is a feature interview.
Ukraine Today has almost a Cold War spy story for you. An officer of Russian State Security Service who defected to Ukraine last summer and has been fighting in one of the volunteer battalions in eastern Ukraine ever since. He's not hiding from media and now considers Ukraine to be his home. And since recently, Ukraine also became the country of his official citizenship. I'm very pleased to welcome Ilya Bohdanov in Ukraine Today's newsroom. Ilya,
thank you for joining us. Ilya, can you please tell us how and when did you come to Ukraine?
First of all, I came here to fight with the regime of Vladimir Putin. I came in July of 2014, and it was my deliberate decision, and ever since I have been fighting here.
How did it happen that you came up with the decision to come here and fight for Ukraine?
I've been against the regime of Vladimir Putin ever since I decided to join the Border Guard Academy of the Russian State Security Service. I thought I could fight the system from within. Then I got convinced that it was impossible. When the Euromaidan was happening, I was following the news closely. I was supporting the protesters. And when everything was over, I became disappointed that I didn't get the chance to participate in these historic events. In July, I was on duty at sea, and my friends started sending me text messages and pictures saying that they were fighting for the Donetsk People's Republic. I was shocked that people I grew up with were now fighting for the DNR, or for Novorossiya, or for Putin, even though they have always been against him. But in this case, Crimea changed everything. Putin bought off people with the return of Crimea. So after I came back from the sea, I packed my things and practically in a week's time came to Ukraine to fight. I couldn't have done it differently. It was my heart's calling. It was my feeling of justice.
What was your friends and relatives' reaction to your decision to come to Ukraine and fight? Did they call you a traitor?
Yes, my relatives, my mother in particular, started calling me a traitor immediately. Most of my friends as well. I have very few friends left who support me. I don't understand what I have betrayed. The Russian ruling elite, their money, Abramovich's yacht, the anti-people regime. I don't understand who I have betrayed.
When you came to Ukraine and wanted to join one of the volunteer battalions, were there fears that you could have been a double agent? That you came to Ukraine saying that you defected, but in reality were still working for the Russian Federal Security Service?
Yes, there were such fears. When I was going to Ukraine, I wanted to join the Azov battalion, and they didn't accept me. Whether they got scared or had their doubts, I don't know. but they left me on the street with my backpack only. I didn't know a single person in Ukraine then. It was a foreign country then. They told me to go wherever I wanted. I was vetted by the Ukrainian security service, whether my intentions were genuine. And then I joined the Donbas battalion. Hence, I went to the front line. I fought near Ilovaisk. Then I joined the right sector. I was fighting in Donetsk airport, in Pisky, in all the hotspots except for Debaltseve.
Right now, you're fighting in the right sector, which is the most intimidating battalion for Russians. Was your decision to join the right sector a deliberate one? Did you want to join the scariest battalion?
Back then, I didn't care if I was fighting in the armed forces, National Guard, or any of the volunteer battalions. It was important for me to fight against the regime of Vladimir Putin and for Ukraine's freedom. But right now, I'm very happy to be in the right sector. I really like it there. It's a good battalion.
We all remember very well the story of another FSB officer who defected to a different country, to the UK. I'm talking about Alexander Litvinenko. Are you concerned that the FSB might go after you as well?
Currently, there have been three attempts by the FSB to get me, and these are the only attempts which I'm aware of. After fighting in Donetsk airport, I had problems with my teeth, and I went to Western Ukraine to see a dentist. There was an attempt there to kidnap me and take me to Belarus. The SBU prevented this. During my previous rotation, when I was in Kiev in winter, there was an attempt on my life. There was a guy from a Kharkiv-based pro-Russian organization. He was supposed to kill me. I have some operative work experience, so I detained him and handed him over to the SBU, and he was sentenced to prison. And the last one, they summoned my mother, told her that they owe me money and they are ready to give it to me, but I can only collect it from the Russian consulate, a very lame attempt.
Ilya, when fighting in the East, you very often fight against Russian citizens. How do you feel about the fact that you're fighting against your own people?
I feel very well, and they are a much bigger enemy for me than some local separatists who are uneducated, narrow-minded alcoholics. But the Russian fighters who came to Ukraine deliberately, who are fighting for some ideology, this is the most dangerous enemy. They would like to see the whole world being ruled by this neo-Soviet regime.
From your perspective, what do you think is Vladimir Putin's objective in eastern Ukraine?
Putin is shifting the public attention in Russia towards the outside enemy. It's his usual tactics. In the meantime, they are eliminating those people in Russia who could potentially resist Putin's regime. They are all being taken away. It's all the revolutionaries, all ideological people, all the best people in the country. Putin is number one enemy of the Russian people. Nobody understands this either in Ukraine or in the West, that Putin is the main enemy of the Russian people.
Just recently, you obtained Ukrainian passport. Can you show it to us?
Yes, I received the passport. It was very difficult, a complicated bureaucratic battle. But I received this passport.
Can you show it to us? Can you tell when you decide that you no longer wanted to be a citizen of the Russian Federation?
To be frank, when I was just going here, I wasn't thinking about things like that, citizenship or something else. I thought I would die within a month. But then I started thinking. I realized that I don't want to return to Russia. I don't want any revolutions in Russia. Sometime around wintertime, I realized that. If earlier I was planning to come back to Russia and topple the Putin regime, fight for Russia, I realized then that I no longer want this, because people there are happy, and it's not because of Putin, it's the people. They want this. That's why I want to be a citizen of a free country. And for me, that's Ukraine.
What do you feel now when you received the passport of the country you have been fighting for more than half a year already?
It's great. I'm very happy. I feel a real Ukrainian myself now. It's great. Now, even if I die, no one will accuse anyone that foreigners are fighting here. Now I'm a regular citizen.
What are your next steps?
I have lots of plans. I want to build a Ukraine of my dreams, a high-tech country, which will be a driving force in Europe. I'm ready to do this in many ways, either on a factory as a regular worker or in the public sector, everywhere. I'm willing to grow and develop in many areas.
Илья, thank you for your time and thank you for the interesting discussion.
This was Volodymyr Sulhu for Ukraine Today, together with Ilya Bohdanov, an ex-FSB officer and freshly minted Ukrainian citizen.
And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Ukraine News Roundup. For more breaking stories on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog at uatoday.tv.
from Winnipeg. That was the Canadian Rhythm Masters from their self-titled CD and the Yale Waltz. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nasholos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nasholos.com, where you can get links to podcast feeds of all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nasholos on Twitter, and please like our Facebook page. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. В гостях добре, дома ліпше. У вас тепло, але в нас тепліше. And our proverb of the week translates quite loosely as, it is good to visit, but it is better to come home. And I say amen to that. Well, we've pretty much run out of time, so to take us to the end of our program, the Ukrainian old-timers from Winnipeg and the Spark Plug Polka. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nasholos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.